listening to Fox Sports Radio.
You heard it. I'm RJ. We got an action-packed hour for you, including a big surprising reality, a Vegas reality about Alabama, best team in football. It's going to surprise you. Bottom of the hour, we are going to preview the four biggest games, an early preview of the weekend. In studio with me, the pros who know, college football expert Brad Powers. He has all the college knowledge. NFL expert Steve Fezzik. Sports bettors listen for the money. Sports fans listen to know more than their buddies. Here's my personal promise. We will deliver the Vegas truth to you. But you can't have the pros without the Joes. And he's my favorite, Jonas Knox, voice of the fans.
And it's always good to be here, RJ, and coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios, where 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit geico.com for a free rate quote. So here at Straight Out of Vegas, we start off every show with the Vegas perspective on the biggest sports story of the day, and that would be in Minnesota, where Jimmy Butler returned to practice with the Minnesota Timberwolves amidst trade rumors with the Miami Heat. He called out teammates. He called out executives. He called out his head coach, Tom Thibodeau. It was a wild day at practice for Jimmy Butler's return. What does Vegas have to say?
First, though, I got to say there's three things I think of first with Minnesota. One, Bob Dylan. That's where he was born and grew up. Two, Mary Tyler Moore. And three, Brandon Walsh from Beverly Hills 90210.
Oh, all right. Wow.
But that said, Jimmy Butler's causing some drama here. Fez, let's be objective about it, right? Typical talk shows are going to bemoan, oh, these players these days, they don't have the discipline or team mentality they used to. Others are going to say, hey, we've got to empower the players, blah, blah, blah. Okay, let's talk some money here. Minnesota, before Butler and the talk of him leaving, the likelihood of him leaving, what was their projected number of wins? That's a way to tell how optimistic Vegas is about an NBA team. Season wins. How many of the 82 games were they expected to win?
45.5.
All right, 45.5. So let's do some math here. 41 and 41 is 500. So this team with all this promise, even with Butler, was supposed to be slightly better than a 500 team.
Yes.
Okay. That was a rhetorical question. Like, it seemed like it confused you.
Oh, nine games above 500, they have a little bit better than a little bit better than 500.
Well, I mean, they're winning four games more than if they broke even, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Jimmy Butler, a lot of uncertainty. How has that affected the number?
Yeah, it has crashed. It's currently at 41.5, so the T-Wolves are projected to be just a 500 team now.
Okay, so four-point downgrade. Now, Jimmy Butler, though, he's worth about 3 points per game. That's a consensus opinion. So let's say they're playing a given game. He's in. They're favored by 9. Without him, they're favored by 6. 3 points per game. Now, that 3 points equates to more than 4 wins. They've dropped 4 wins. And what does that presuppose? A couple of things. One, there's a chance he's going to stay. He might leave. He likely will leave. But there's a chance he's going to stay. So you don't want to make that full adjustment. Number two, it's possible if he does leave, they get something of value in return. The T-Wolves get something of value in return. Thus, yeah, maybe you're giving away a dollar and getting 2 quarters back, but you're still getting something back. Does that sound like a fair reason the win total for the T-Wolves hasn't dropped more than it has?
Correct. So if he was just out for the year by injury, it would have dropped even more.
Yes, because they wouldn't have gotten anything back for him. Great example. Last thought on this quickly. The Heat, though there's drama about Butler, drama. Okay, I'm seeing it. Plus 100, they were just recently, even money, the Heat to land Butler. So the clear favor. I want to kind of take that Vegas mentality, though, Jonas, and apply if I were Jimmy Butler. And he's actually very motivated, if he's thinking about it in this way, to be as worthless as possible on the open market. Because let's say that he does something like, I don't know, cause a bunch of trouble at practice today, well, what's going to happen? The other teams are going to think, oh my gosh, he's a troublemaker. We're not going to give that first round pick or that other viable player. We're going to give half that much. But if he makes it impossible, Jimmy Butler's antics, if he were like a Machiavellian genius, I would say think he's accomplishing two things with his antics today. One, T-Wolves seem to have to trade him in a more urgent manner because he's a distraction right now. It's leading straight out of Vegas. Number two, he probably is less valuable because of the antics, which means whatever team he goes to has to give up less, which means the team he goes to has a better chance to win because he's perceived to be less valuable. I have no idea if he's thinking in that level, but boy, if it seems like his actions are going to lead to that result.
Hey guys, next up here on Straight Outta Vegas, we go to the Vegas lead and we go to Major League Baseball. The Red Sox advance to the ALCS after holding off the Yankees on Tuesday night with a 4-3 win, taking that series in four games. Boston now set to play the defending World Series champion Houston Astros. Game one, Saturday night in Boston.
You know, this is a good example. I like to go behind the curtain, behind the velvet ropes in Las Vegas, Fez, because we do a couple things on Straight Outta Vegas. One, we deliver the Vegas news. And for a lot of people, just the news is interesting. They don't know it. This is how they get it. Houston is a minus 150 favorite in this series. So you got to bet 150 to win 100 on the favored Houston. And if you like the Red Sox, underdog, 100 wins you 130. Less wins you more because they're the underdog. There's no point spread. It's a money line. Okay, but now, beyond the news, this doesn't make sense on first glance. Red Sox won 108 games. Houston won five less. This series, home advantage is Boston. But somehow Houston is favored? To me, think of it this way. Right now, they're saying, even with Boston having, and when I say they, I mean the Vegas market, even with Houston not having home advantage, so if the seventh game's in Boston, if it happens, they're saying there's a little less than a 60% chance Houston wins the series. If Houston had home advantage, it'd be about a 65% chance. The idea that Houston would have, you know, actually, if you look at the math a little closer, if it were on a neutral, it'd be 65. If it were in Houston, it'd be 72. So the idea that on a neutral, let's use that, Houston would win two out of three series, but the Red Sox won five more games, that doesn't make sense on the surface. Explain.
Yeah, because the playoffs are all about pitching and starting pitching, and that Red Sox team that can rake with the best of them hitting-wise. You look at their pitchers, number one pitcher, Chris Sale, dominant pitcher much of the year. He is not right. He was pitching one or two innings in September, trying to get back into the groove, only pitched five and a third in his first playoff game. And their number two starter, David Price, has not been right, and he has a long history of failure in the playoffs.
So you're saying the reality today is different than across the season. So even though Red Sox had five more wins throughout the season, Houston, without the advantage of the home advantage, still supposed to win almost 60% of the time in this series. Listen, guys, when Vegas odds don't make sense on the surface, there's usually a good reason.
Guys, next up, we go back to the NBA. The regular season starts in less than a week. And on Bleacher Report, there was an article talking about how LeBron's supporting cast for the Lakers is comparable to the one he had in Cleveland. Colin Cowherd disagrees.
Folks, if you think this team's going to struggle to get to 40 wins, you're out of your gourd. The Cavs without LeBron in the last 4 years, that's with Kevin Love, that was with Kyrie Irving, that was with J.R. Smith and Kyle Korver. Last 4 years without LeBron, they were 4-23 in the weaker East. The Lakers last year without LeBron and a bunch of babies, a bunch of kids, won 35 games in the significantly tougher Western Conference. This Laker roster is younger, more athletic, quicker, longer, significantly better defensively. Lakers going to be just fine.
Yeah, Colin, I agree. Could not agree with him more. And we talked about this on the Weekend Straight Out of Vegas show before the football season started. By the way, guys, there is SOV Weekend, 11 o'clock Pacific, right before midnight on Saturday nights. Jonas hosting this week. Am I correct on that, Jonas?
That is correct. It'll be the lowest rated episode ever, I'm sure.
Okay, perhaps, but still worth listening
yes,
to.
Yes, absolutely.
But we were talking about this very thing, Fez. The idea that this Cavs team, without LeBron, is somehow comparable to this Lakers team with LeBron, or I'm sorry, without LeBron. In both cases, let's just talk supporting cast. The Lakers supporting cast is just so much better. If these teams, without LeBron, just the supporting cast, were playing on a neutral court, what's the line?
I'd make the Lakers a six-point favorite.
A six-point favorite. So I know I'm just asking you this off the cuff. If Golden State played the Lakers with LeBron on a neutral, what's the line?
Golden State minus -7.
So think about that. The distance from this Lakers team that everyone's saying, oh, even with LeBron, who knows, to the best team of this generation, Golden State, is about the same distance from the Lakers supporting cast over the Cavs supporting cast. So Bleacher Report, mainstream media, miss, as we like to say. Way wrong. Two last things about the Lakers this year. If you answer this question, you know what to do with their win total. By the way, their season win total, 48.5. So if they win 49 or more games, they exceed expectations, the Lakers. 48 or less, they fall short. Fez, you like the over a little bit here, right?
Yes, I do.
If I could get the answer to this question, I would love the over or under based upon the answer. Is this a statement season for LeBron? Is he going to say, hey, Lakers, LA hasn't welcomed me with the loving embrace that I am used to. I'm going to prove to them I still got it. And if he's going to play every game or close to it like he did last year, play with the vigor during the regular season he played last year, I'd make one of my biggest bets of the year on over 48.5 wins regular season Lakers. If he considers this a transition season, then I think all bets are off. I don't know the answer to that question. To me, it's the key to the Lakers season. When we come back, we're going to talk. Well, let's just say this. There is going to be a intense debate between me and Brad Powers.
That's RJ Bell. I'm Jonas Knox. This is the pregame show you always wanted right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Straight out of Vegas!
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Out of Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This program brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Last year, over 3 million drivers switched to Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit progressive.com today and find out if you could save.
I'm RJ Bell. We are Straight Out of Vegas.
And I'm Jonas Knox, the voice of you, the fan. Coming up here in just a couple of moments, a surprising truth about Alabama.
We bring Vegas to you each and every weekday. Right now on the Strip, 80 degrees and the neon is pulsing.
So, RJ, you have some stuff, some information about Alabama football that maybe some of the folks in Tuscaloosa and some of the folks nationally may be a little bit surprised by.
Yeah, and if not, boy, the extremeness of this number is shocking, I think, to anybody. Right now, if you say, boy, Bama looks good, Tua looks good, I think they're going to win the national title. And that Nick Saban's kind of good, too. Brad, there's a place in town, Stations Casino, big sports book. You've got to risk $240 to win $100.
Yep.
So think, $2.40 to win a dollar, $2.40 to win $100. In order to, if you want to bet Bama to win the title. How's that stack up versus, let's say, teams in the last 20 years?
Oh, it's historic. I can't ever remember a team, at least in the middle of October, being that big of a favorite. And I think if you take it and move it cross over to other sports, it's historic. It's even bigger than what the Warriors were in basketball.
Yeah, and it's interesting, Brad, that you bring up Golden State, because Michael Jordan, by most accounts, Colin disagrees occasionally. Sometimes he sees, I don't know, when it's the Michael debate against LeBron, I don't, you know, he seems to be on each side based on which way the wind's blowing.
Is it a tightrope? Right?
That's true. But he's got more, he's on LeBron potentially being the best of all time more than most. Most people say it's Michael. Well, Michael in his heyday was about even money with the Bulls to win the title. Michael or the field. Tiger Woods in his heyday versus more golfers, it was Tiger versus the field. Now, as the season progresses and there's only four teams left or whatever, you get the conference finals, sometimes you've seen a bigger favorite. But with every team still viable or this early in the year, you don't see these minus 240s in any sport. But now, just, is it a coincidence or is it a sign of something that Golden State, historically big favorites, over the last couple of years they've been multiple times? We're going to talk a little bit about the Rams, how big of a favorite they are, but another historically big favorite, Bama.
Yeah, and keep in mind also, you know, just 5 years ago, you just had to win one game as far as a national championship. Now at the playoff, you got to win an additional game. So
no matter how well you do, I mean, think about it, what, 15 years ago, 20 years ago, the Woody Hayes, Bo Schembechler, Bear Bryant teams, Joe Pa, it was what? Win out your conference, play one bowl game,
yep,
no conference championship. Now, a Bama, if you consider the conference championship to be one of your toughest games, the semifinals and finals, you've got three additional games that a Joe Pa or whatever didn't have to play back in the day, and they're all three of your toughest games of the year, and still Bama is minus 240, historically big favorite.
Absolutely. I think that's a powerful point, saying how big of a favorite right now Alabama is historically.
And just 6 weeks ago, you could have bet the best five teams in college football. Will any of them win? Alabama and then also Clemson. You got Ohio State, Washington, and all five of them, Oklahoma combined. Those odds were minus 250.
Yeah, so what you're saying is they used to have just recently a bundle of teams, and that bundle of teams, including all the big names, was in the minus 250 range. And Bama now by themselves are in that range. Brad, what has Bama done in the last 2 weeks to warrant this? If anything, their defense looked as bad as it's looked all season last week.
Well, let's also keep in mind that people love offense. And right now, Alabama's offense is at an historic pace. People love the quarterback position. Tua Tagovailoa at an historic pace. Here's a guy that's thrown 18 touchdown passes, only 25 incompletions. And Tua has not played a single snap right now in the fourth quarter, yet has these, I mean, he's on pace to break Baker Mayfield's record for passing efficiency by far. So
yeah, so I think offense is what I call football sexy. No doubt people get excited by it. I mean, what's been Bama's toughest game this year, at least let's say lowest spread?
Wow. On the road against Mississippi, they were a 3-touchdown favorite.
So they've been favored every game by 3 touchdowns or more.
Yep.
Now, to some degree, you could say, RJ, that's the point. They're that good. To another degree, you could say, but they've got 3 games coming up against Georgia, likely, and then against 2 of the best teams in the country, that is going to be, you know, let's say right now, if Bama played Ohio State, they'd be, what, about 10?
Yeah.
Okay. That's a big number on a neutral, but it's nowhere near 21.
Exactly.
So the idea that we know so much more about Bama today than we knew 2 or 3 weeks ago doesn't seem right to me.
I would agree with that. And look, the offense by far is the best Saban's had, but I can argue the defense is at least a notch, if not 2 notches, below a lot of these Saban defenses in the last 5 or 6 years.
RJ Bell, straight out of Vegas. Jonas, let me ask you a question. As a fan watching this Bama team, do they seem like clearly the best team in the last decade?
Yes, based on just one player, the quarterback, which is surprising considering he's only got a handful of starts and they have gone from really, really good to historical.
Boy, I don't know. I don't know. Brad, what do you I mean, you do your power ratings, and what's nice about those, Brad Powers, and you put those out on your Twitter, what, every Tuesday?
Yep.
And you can follow him at BradPowers7, all one word with the number 7. Where's Bama's number? You can compare teams between years. Where's Bama's number in your power ratings relative to the best teams of the last 5 years?
About 3-4 points better.
So you agree. But
yep.
Even and what you saw from the defense last week doesn't concern you.
I still got Saban coaching them up. So I,
but so did last year's team and the year before. Every Bama team for a while has had Saban.
Yep.
All right. Now, a lot of people might be listening, and if so, you might have a fanny pack on if you think the following. Wait a minute. I should be betting Bama. They're the best. Okay. If you had bet Bama 3 weeks ago, what happened?
You didn't cover the spread against Texas A&M.
You lost. 2 weeks ago.
You lost.
Last week.
You lost.
Three straight losses from the best team this generation against the spread. The spread is the great equalizer. You will never, ever, ever make money betting on the team. Long term, in any given game, you can't. 4 out of 5, you can't. Long term, if a team is in the conversation on talk shows about being an all-time great, I promise you, Freddie Fanny Pack's betting that team, and the bookmaker, he's dastardly. He's making that team mighty expensive. Do you want proof? Think, who's been the dominant NFL team in a given season this century? No doubt about it. It was the undefeated 2007 Patriots. That team, 18-0 at one point going into the Giants Super Bowl. If you had bet them the last 9 games of the year blind, hey, this is an all-time team. They don't lose. 1 winner, 8 losers against the spread against the Patriots. They only lost one of those games straight up, but they lost 8 of them against the spread. The very best team in the country, in a league, can be overrated. The very worst team can be underrated.
Guys, is something similar also happening with the LA Rams? Are the Rams being set at a price or a premium that's just not realistic?
I think so, though it's not as much the case. As in right now, Fez, if you shop, what can you get the Rams at?
They're plus 175.
Okay. Now, that doesn't sound near as, hey, 100 wins you 175. At minus 200 or worse, 100 wins you 50 or less, right? So, boy, that sounds a lot better. 5 times as much money for the same $100 bet. But compare this number to any NFL team at this point generally, you know, let's say early midseason, to any of the teams the last 10 years.
Yeah, normally I'd be getting like plus 250, 3-1 on the favorite.
Or even more than that.
Yes.
So, yeah, so you're saying Rams are about plus, what, 175, you're saying?
Yes.
And you're saying even during the good Pat seasons, you were plus 250, plus 300. In some seasons, it was best teams 5-1, 6-1, 7-1.
Yes.
So once again, NBA, historically big favorite. College football, historically big favorite. And also in the NFL with a Rams team, not Belichick's team, a historically big favorite. In just a minute, we're going to talk a little bit about that Patriots team. Actually, we're going to do a preview of the 4 biggest games of the weekend.
That's all coming up next here on Straight Outta Vegas. First, though, for the latest from around the world of sports, Dan Beyer.
Jimmy Butler actually practiced with the Minnesota Timberwolves today, and what a practice it was in the Twin Cities. ESPN reporting that Butler at times during the scrimmage ended up yelling at GM Scott Layden, saying, quote, "You bleeping need me, you can't win without me," end quote. Butler also yelled at teammates, yelled at coaches, and then left practice. But after practice, he went and spoke with ESPN about today's practice.
Was it the right way to do it? No, but I can't control that when I'm out there competing. Like, that's my love of the game. That's raw me at my finest, me at my purest. That's what you're gonna get inside the lines.
Well, we'll see if another team gets Jimmy Butler, as the Miami Heat want to talk with the Timberwolves about a trade again. They did have substantial trade talks earlier before they broke off. There was a report, too, that the Timberwolves spoke with the Rockets as recently as yesterday, but no deal, obviously, was struck there. Cubs third baseman Chris Bryant reportedly turned down a $200 million offer for a contract extension with the team, according to NBC Chicago. Bryant is under control of the club for the next 3 years, and the third baseman reportedly wants to go through arbitration during those seasons. Bills head coach Sean McDermott didn't dismiss trade rumors surrounding running back LeSean McCoy, but did say that the team is getting calls all the time. McDermott wouldn't answer specifically if McCoy was available and declined to answer if the Eagles had called about a trade. The NFL did fine Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin $25,000 today for criticizing the officials following Sunday's win against the Falcons guys when he called the officiating, quote, a joke, end quote, unhappy over a penalty called on TJ Watt on a sacking of Matt Ryan. Guys, back to you.
Thanks, Dan. Straight out of Vegas comes to you live here from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios, where it's easy to save 15% or more on car insurance with Geico. Go to geico.com or call 800-947-AUTO. The only hard part, figuring out which way is easier. Coming up 15 minutes from now, best bets here on Straight Out of Vegas. Your chance to make a little bit of cash on a Wednesday night. I am Jonas Knox, the voice of you, the fan, and he is the voice of Vegas, RJ Bell.
You know, this is kind of like the turning point of the week, Jonas. We have five shows a week, each are an hour. So the halfway mark of the Wednesday show, this is the midweek turn, and we start focusing on looking ahead to the weekend. And we've got the four big games here, two NFL, two college. Let's start with the Steelers, Fez. Pittsburgh at Cincinnati, Bengals home favorite, 2.5. Home field advantage in the NFL is worth 3. So the market is saying Cincy is a smidge worse than the Steelers. Who do you lean to? Who do you like?
I like the Steelers. I bet the Steelers plus the 2.5. It's all about the Bengals being overrated. ESPN has them as the number 6 team. I have the Bengals as my number 14 team, RJ, and it's because of all the close games the Bengals have had, and somehow they keep winning these coin flip games.
Now that's the question, though. Because I had the Miami Dolphins last week. And I had it everywhere. I do Adam Carolla. I was on with him. Kevin and Bean in L.A., biggest morning show. Had it there. Had it in our $5,000 super contest that were competitive. They were winning. They were winning 17-3 in the fourth quarter.
They were blowing out the Bengals.
And we're getting 6 points. I mean, you should be lighting up the red Auerbach cigar at that point. Pick six, pick six.
Pick six off of an offensive lineman's face mask, ricocheting backwards.
Now, there's two ways after you're done crying to respond to that. One is to say, okay, Freddie Fanny Pack, he's eating his Twinkie on a stick that's been deep fried, and in between bites, he's saying, those Bengals are mighty good. They know how to win. And I heard serious talk radio guys, like you would think they're serious, saying the Bengals know how to win. Come on. It's the Bengals got lucky. And to me, this team, the Bengals, could easily be 1-4. They had 3 coin flips. They've all 3 gone for them, 4-1. They could easily, just as easily, all 3 go the other way. They'd be 1-4. What would the line be in this game then? Would the Steelers be favored by 6? No, seriously. If the Bengals were 1-4, what's the line in this game?
I think the Steelers would be laying 3.
They were laying 3 in the playoffs in Cincy not that long ago.
I'm glad you brought up the playoffs, because what do Bengals do in big games, RJ? They don't win them.
And guys, I've actually learned this from hanging around you guys, and I don't know if it's a good thing, but I'm assuming it is, because I have learned that if a team gets a lot of breaks 1 year, they're probably not getting those breaks the next year, and I've made mental notes on the Cincinnati Bengals probably going 4-12 or 5-11 next year based on what they've had happen this year.
Well, listen, I think we can feel that reality this year, and I like also Pittsburgh. So we have a double like on the Steelers. Next NFL game, quickly, Fez. Pats favored by 3.5 at home against KC. Now, actually, Jonas, we've got a little bit of sound on this.
Yes. On Good Morning Football on the NFL Network, Nate Burleson said this about the Kansas City Chiefs defense.
As we all know about the NFL, it's a what have you done for me lately league. And that Chiefs defense lately, it looks absolutely legit.
No, editorial note, we added the cuckoos. Now, last week, 500 yards they gave up to the Jags. 500 yards. That was the legit defense from Kansas City. And oh, by the way, and Colin Cowherd on the Herd and the staff at the Herd do a wonderful job. They had this today. Through five games, Kansas City's given up more yards than any team in NFL history. So by that metric, the worst defense in the history of football. Fez, we know Mahomes is mighty good. Pat's favored by 3.5. Lean or like?
Yeah, I like the Patriots. I bet the Patriots minus the 3.5. And also with that KC defense, as bad as they've been, RJ, they got three defensive backs on the injury list. They may be even worse.
Let me ask a quick question. Quickly, devil's advocate. In your power ratings, you put them out every week. Follow him on Twitter, at Fezzik Sports, and get him directly, F-E-Z-Z-I-K, at Fezzik Sports or pregame.com. You've got Kansas City and New England almost tied. Three is the typical home field. Why do you actually like the Pats laying 3.5?
10 days to prepare and new weapons with Edelman and Gordon ready to go.
So the new weapons have caused an upgrade in the Pats.
Yes.
Guys, we continue our early look aheads to this weekend in football here on Straight Out of Vegas. And we go to college football, where number 2 Georgia is currently a 7.5-point favorite at number 13 LSU.
Brad Powers.
Yeah, and I like LSU getting the 7.5 at home here. If that sounds like a lot for LSU to be getting at home, it is. Fourth highest spread that they've been getting in the last 16 years at home. To me, this time of year, we're in the middle of October, six games in. Strength of schedule matters this time of year. And the reality is, Georgia's played, hasn't played anybody in the top 25. LSU has. Tougher strength of schedule. I lean on the Tigers.
Ooh,
oh,
fast.
Here we go.
Now, if you haven't heard that sound before, it's a button. It's green, it's big, and it has a dollar sign on it, and it makes a cha-ching. We actually all have one. There used to be one. The first one to press the button, it's an auto $100 bet. So if you like a game, Jonas. Now, Jonas, you, as the voice of the fans, are exempt. But here in Vegas, around the Wise Guy Roundtable, so you guys have an automatic $100 bet on that game. Brad, who do you got?
LSU.
And what's the line?
7.5.
Fez, who do you got?
Laying 7.5 with the dogs, Georgia.
Guys, next we go to Ann Arbor, where Michigan is an 8.5-point favorite hosting number 15, Wisconsin.
So I like Wisconsin. Again, the dog in this one getting 7.5. And to me, it's all about the pressure on Michigan. Their head coach, Jim Harbaugh, 0-6 the last six games against top 15 teams. And it's tough to get margin, Fez, against a Wisconsin team. Routinely plays really good defense, doesn't turn it over, runs the football. In fact, the last 33 road games in Big Ten play for Wisconsin, not a single one have they lost by more than a touchdown.
Oh, my God. We've never had this before. History being made on Straight Out of Vegas. Two straight picks faded. Fez, why do you like the other side?
Michigan struggles against top 15 teams, but Whiskey, with all their injuries on defense, is not a top 15 team in my ratings right now.
So you got Michigan minus 7.5, Fez. You got Wisconsin plus 7.5. One quick comment about Harbaugh.
He smells.
Now, listen, that's my personal opinion as an Ohio State fan. I'm not saying you got to necessarily handicap with that. When we come back, we do it every day. Last segment, best bets.
It's money-making time next year. That's RJ Bell. I'm Jonas Knox. This is the pregame show you always wanted right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Straight Outta Vegas!
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific.
I'm RJ Bell. We are Straight Out of Vegas.
And I'm Jonas Knox, the voice of you, the fan. We have got best bets, your chance to make a little bit of cash on a Wednesday night. Coming up here momentarily, do want to let you know we are brought to you by Geico, where 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. We are Straight Out of Vegas. And speaking of Vegas, we've got NBA preseason action coming up later on tonight. The Golden State Warriors, currently a 4-point favorite over the Los Angeles Lakers.
Now, I can hear coast to coast, 200 stations Straight Out of Vegas, Fox Sports Radio, the groan. Wait a minute, RJ. NBA preseason? Have we fallen that far? Well, listen, Fez, you can, if you wanted to get, if you had, let's say, inside information, not saying you do, that's kind of a dirty word.
He had to know everything, this guy. He'd find out the kind of inside stuff nobody else knew, and that's what he'd put his money on.
Let's say you had that on an NBA preseason game. How much could you get down?
Probably about $5,000 at that current number.
Okay. A lot of money. A lot of money. I mean, to you, maybe not, but to the average, to me, a lot of money. Okay. So the fact that Golden State's favored by four, it's noteworthy. You can get down thousands on it. And it's a big game tonight. Colin, it was a game he said he's watching tonight. But this is even more interesting. You can go up to pregame.com, click the Game Center. It's the only place in the world that has the amount of money and the bet splits on the game. Not just the ticket count, how many bets are made, but the cash, how much cash is bet. And right now, on the Portland NBA game, Portland has more money bet on it than any hockey game tonight. And it was steam. Portland was a 7.5-point favor, and all the money came in on the opponent, and it's down to 4.5. So not only is it valid discussing, hey, Golden State favored by 4 tonight against the Lakers, there was another NBA preseason game that was steamed today. I mean, imagine, you know, in the movie Two for the Money, where they, you know, the idea that they're going to telephone you like the boiler rooms used to. And imagine if someone calls up and goes, hey, I don't know how much you can get down, but the Phoenix Suns tonight against Portland, it's getting steamed. And wait a minute, did the NBA season start? Oh, no, that's next week. This is the preseason.
And I would say this, guys. When people criticize me for betting on preseason football or preseason basketball.
What kind of nuts do that?
People that have standards, supposedly. I tell them, listen, it's not preseason cash. It all spends the same, so who cares? Just, you know, it's a different time of year.
I've said this before. If you told me, RJ, I need you to go 5-0 in one sport and 1 month of the season. So you can pick a month, pick a sport. You got to pick five games. If you go 5-0, I'm giving you $1 million. I swear, I think of the major sports, Fez kills the WNBA. Hey, we promise we won't talk much about it. We'll give you some picks now and again, but Fez kills the WNBA. But of the major sports, I would pick best chance to go 5-0 NFL preseason. Let's go around the horn. Fez, what would you do?
NFL preseason.
Yeah, NFL preseason.
Even you, Brad used to work for Phil Steele, who used to, now the market's passed him by, I think, in the preseason, but he used to dominate the preseason.
Yep.
You can beat the preseason in the NFL.
Guys, next up we go to Thursday Night Football, where the Philadelphia Eagles are a 3-point favorite at the Giants.
All right, so we'll be talking about this game a good bit tomorrow, Fez, but our promise is we give you a best bet, and our promise is we talk about all of tonight's games. Well, we already talked the Lakers preseason. Let's look ahead quickly.
Yeah, I like the Giants. I bet the Giants +3. And
jeez, you've been betting a lot of these games.
I'm going to make a recommendation. I would bet this tonight, not tomorrow, because this line could drop down to 2.5, RJ.
Now, when you say it could go up to 7. So,
could.
So you think it's more likely to drop.
Yes.
And remember, guys, it's not just who you bet, it's when you bet. And Fez is really good at predicting these line moves. In fact, every Tuesday during this last segment of the hour, we give his early NFL pick, which was what this week?
Tennessee Titans +3 against Baltimore.
So you think not only is Tennessee going to cover, you're 2-0 on this pick this year, but you also think the line drops, so you want to bet early. And you're saying if you like the Giants, you recommend betting early. There's no guarantee that either the game's going to win, for sure, no guarantee, or that the line's going to move that way. But when you have a strong opinion on these line moves, Fez, last, like, what, 4 years? You've been right about 70% of the time.
I have.
So, hey, I'll take that anytime.
Guys, next up, we'll take an early look ahead to the NLCS. It is set Dodgers-Brewers, Game 1, Friday night on Fox Sports 1.
And right now, another road team favored in the series. And in this case, Dodgers minus let's call it 160. It's between 150 and 160. And at 160, Brewers are +140. So Dodgers minus 160, Milwaukee plus 140. So we're in that 62% range, Fez, or so, where the Dodgers are supposed to win clearly, but not a dominant favorite. Again, the road team favored. You know, I like Milwaukee here. This is, like, who is the baseball sexiest team left? You could kind of say the Red Sox, but I'd say it's the Dodgers. And who's the least sexy team? Right? Certainly not the Red Sox. It's certainly not the defending champions. It's Milwaukee. And if we know anything about baseball, and we've seen it, we had the Red Sox right here on this show yesterday as a pretty big dog. The good teams, the dominant teams, the seemingly dominant teams aren't as dominant in the playoffs. So it's usually dog first. And when I have a baseball sexy team in the Dodgers being a big favorite against the least sexy Milwaukee Brewers, if I can get to plus 140, I'm actually going to like that. I'm not going to make that a best bet. I'm going to like Milwaukee in the series. I'm going to give you a quick RJ early best bet here to keep our daily promise. I'm going with the Steelers. I'm a Steelers fan, but I bet against them more than I bet on them. But they are going to be motivated. It's a war against the Bengals. Early RJ best bet, Steelers plus 2.5.
I can't believe you don't find the sex appeal in Bernie Brewer going down a slide. What's
hey,
wrong
Jonas,
with you?
Hey, that's why there's chocolate and vanilla ice cream.
The Odd Couple is next here on Fox Sports Radio. We are straight out of Vegas. Back tomorrow, 6 Eastern time, 3 o'clock Pacific, here on Fox Sports Radio.
Straight out of Vegas!